Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Happy Super Tuesday, everybody. Great to have you with us. All right, let's check on our texts here. Mark, how dare you blaspheme Lonzo's coach, Will Muschamp? Oh, Lonzo's not going to like that, and you're not going to like Lonzo when he's angry. I am sure Lonzo is completely appalled with you. Texter says, they got Deion Sanders, though, LMAO. I mean, you know what I mean. Deion Sanders is a big brand. His son goes to the school. All of that helps with swag and flow and momentum and all that other stuff, man. It's really good.
So it's not only swag, but flow. That's a good thing. That's two things.
Listen, man. You are challenging right now my hipness, and I'm very un-okay with
that. No. Hipness went out in like the 60s or 50s or something.
Oh, it did it?
Yeah.
Did it? Okay.
Yeah.
What the kids say. Texter says, well, Mark, your Clemson analysis was great. As for U of SC, I think you're right on the fans, coach, QB, and future defense. I think it's also karma. Like you said on Clemson, not many late hits, etc. As a Gamecock fan, I just see us playing a bit more dirty than I like. I think that's beautifully stated, right? Like, you know, South Carolina is that football program that's going to hit you below the belt. And Clemson is that football program that looks better than you, performs better than you, and never commits the fouls.
Never commits the fouls. I don't know what games you're watching. You're about to get flooded with texts and stuff saying that Clemson plays above the board. Oil check, aisle four.
All right. Well, please highlight for me, dear sir, all of the personal foul calls they had in the Wake Forest game.
I just talked about the oil check. You're acting like this is a clean program. No, they're not.
Let's see here. We have no proof on any of this, Lonzo. We have no proof.
There is video evidence as well as, if I recall, articles written on said thing. So, yes. You just kind of you forget all about that. But, you know, I'm sure people can help remind you.
Please remind me, ladies and gentlemen. Please remind me. Texter says, so they started serving ice water in hell? Did I hear you say South Carolina national championship? You did. They have all of the requisite pieces to win a national championship except the head coach. And the proof is what Clemson is doing. That absolutely is proof that you could do the same thing. And you're in a better conference. You don't. South Carolina could lose a game and still win the national title. Clemson could not. You have a bigger margin of error where you go. Texter says, wait, I just saw a pig fly. I guess South Carolina can win one. Huh. Let's see. Mark, as a Clemson fan, I've had problems with Clemson fans. Come on now, Big D. I have not. I haven't had any problems with them. I've found them to be very becoming, nice people. that I don't know, Lonzo. Is it maybe because they listen to the show? They listen to the show. I don't know what it is, but I've just had nothing but positive experience.
I hate when it comes down to the fact that you haven't dealt with the dregs of Clemson too much, except for during the Oestering
Clemson
thing.
Clemson doesn't have dregs.
Yeah, they do.
Clemson doesn't have dregs. No,
you just can't see them from the press box. You can't hear them from the press box. You don't go mingle with them. If you did, well, you would not survive mingling with them.
I don't know what you're talking about. I am the man of all men.
You'd have to dress differently. That's all I'm saying.
I am the man of all men. Clemson doesn't have dregs. I was at the games. I walked through all the fans. I just don't, you know, like, it's, and I want to say that I think 80 to 90% of Gamecock fans are good people, but the 10 to 20% ruin it. They ruin it.
20%? Oh, my. I tried to refrain from it, but he's just pushing
it. Oh, I knew this was coming.
He's just pushing it too much today with the orange, and Clemson doesn't have dregs. That's hilarious.
I haven't seen him. I haven't seen any dreg fans from Clemson, ladies and gentlemen. Am I wrong? You guys tell me if I'm wrong. I don't know. Seems to me like the bad South Carolina fans want to fight, and the good Clemson fans want to invite you to the family barbecue. I don't know. I don't know what I'm missing, but that's been my experience. Got to be honest with you about my experience, ladies and gentlemen. Your thoughts on all the above, welcome at 1-844-477-3776. 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number to join us right here on the show. All right, it is time to do that little ditty we call the Top 5 at 5. The top 5 biggest sports stories of the day. The top 5 topics we're discussing. The Top 5 at 5 starts right now. Text coming in here. Lonzo, did you let Mark smoke something today? It's unbelievable.
He's at home. You know, if you're around there and you see something coming out the apartment, call the fire department.
I don't know what's going on, guys. I don't know what's going on, but I think I'm making a lot of sense. What say you? Hit it. All right. At number 5, we are awaiting word from the Big Ten as to what they are going to do. A couple hours ago, Dennis Dodd tweeted the following. And this is fascinating. Nebraska President Ted Carter was caught on a hot mic today saying, "We're getting ready to announce the Huskers and Big Ten football tonight." Then he says comments were taken out of context. Well, how can that be taken out of context? They were recorded on tape. Carter remains cautiously optimistic about Big Ten football being played. Then Brett McMurphy has come out and said, the plan is to play an 8-game season that starts on October 16th, October 17th. If they can't do that, they'll start on October 23rd. That is, if they decide, if they move forward with the idea of playing. We're going to know in the next few hours, folks, what is going on with the Big Ten. Here is my question to you. You have 4 choices of what you can do here, all right? It's not a tough decision, as you can see. You can vote for the Big Ten. The entirety of the Big Ten is going to play. Do you believe that? Do you believe that none of the Big Ten is going to play? Do you believe that partially the Big Ten will play? Maybe 10 schools will play, 4 will not. Or do you believe, best case scenario, that both the Big Ten and the Pac-12 will both be playing a college football season this year?
By the way, the Beastie Boys are on line 2, something about butchering some lines or something.
No, I nailed them.
Did you think you did?
It's not a tough decision, as you can see. I can throw you away. You can ride with me. That's how it rolls, Lonzo. I'm glad you could pick that up. Cool points for you just for being able to pick that up with where I was going there, man.
Please, I was listening to the Beasties back in college, yo.
Didn't think you could do it. Whoa, you were in college then? Oh, my God.
You could walk down the dorm hallway and everybody was playing it. We had cassettes back then.
Oh, my God. Wow. Freshman year of college for me, it was Coolio, Gangster's Paradise was popular, and Weezer's Blue Album was popular freshman year of college. That's how old I am. All right. Next up. At number 4, folks, confidence is everything in life. I always say that. If I'm giving you dating advice and you have a hot date tonight, here's what I'm telling you. I'm saying be calm and confident. And if you are calm and confident, you've got a chance, brother. You have got yourself a chance. When we lose our confidence, we have nothing. Boy, oh boy, did you guys see what happened to Steven Gostkowski last night in the Tennessee Titans-Denver Broncos game, Monday Night Football? Dude, and by the way, like, Bill Belichick let this guy go, and why is it that everything he touches turns to gold, and everything he lets go turns into something that is not chicken salad, how shall we say? Gostkowski missed three field goals and an extra point, and then lined up for a game-winning 25-yard field goal and made it. So what do? Can you bring him back this week? Are you bringing in other kickers to work out? I mean, the dude cost you 10 points by himself in a game that shouldn't have even been that close. My question to you guys is, have you ever Gostkowski'd anything? Have you ever Gostkowski'd anything? Something relatively simple that's right there in front of you, and you biff it to the nth degree. I'm curious what you would say about that. Next up, Monday Night Football, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if you felt this, but they had on Chris Fowler and Kirk Herbstreit last night, and I thought they were fantastic. And I didn't expect to be able to enjoy that. I'm more of a guy usually who likes people to stay in their lanes. But no, man, I thought they were great. Now, I don't know where they were broadcasting from. It looked like, you know, every time they showed the two of them, it looked like Kirk Herbstreit was 100 miles away from where Chris Fowler was broadcasting from. That was interesting to me. But I thought they did a great job. I really thought they showed their diversity and their knowledge of the NFL. And I got like the warm fuzzies that I get when I watch them doing the big college football game on Saturday night. I don't know, man. I don't know. I have no idea if they're interested in doing that more often. But if you're like me, did you dig it? I kind of dig it. I kind of digged it. I thought it was great. What's up?
Oh, that's all I see every time I see Herbstreit now.
Oh, okay. I got you. I see what you did there. Yeah, I thought they were great, guys. I thought they were fantastic. And I hope we see more of them moving forward. Next up. All right. At number two. The Carolina Panthers, folks, are we seeing any magic in Joe Brady's offense? You know, Joe Brady, coordinator from LSU, came over to the Carolina Panthers. I thought it was a big coup of Matt Rhule to be able to get him into the fold. I say the early returns shaking the Magic 8-Ball point to yes. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. The Carolina Panthers are 8th in the NFL in offense after 1 week with 388 yards. Folks, look at their offensive personnel. Outside of Christian McCaffrey, name one player that most teams would trip over themselves for. DJ Moore had 1,000 yards last year, largely because they didn't have anybody else. Curtis Samuel, okay, there's some hope for that guy. No more Greg Olsen with the Carolina Panthers this year. With the island of misfit toys as their offensive roster, and with Joe Brady as the offensive coordinator, they're 8th right now in the NFL. And that was their first game together. I always say in media, your worst show should be your first show with your new producer, with your new co-host. You should get better after that. If this is Carolina's worst, imagine what's in store, man. They don't have elite pieces, but they put up really, really good yardage, and I thought they were relatively explosive on Sunday. What say you? And finally, on a scale of 1 to 10, based on what you saw from Clemson on Saturday night, where are the Tigers in terms of national title readiness? Where are they in terms of where they currently reside and where they need to be? Yours truly, I'll give them a 7. I'll give them a 7. I thought the first half performance was great. I thought the second half performance was less so. But I thought the leadership that you saw from all different walks of that team, and by the way, you guys heard Darian Wrencher on this show over the summertime. He's being featured a lot more this year. He seems to be the primary backup to Travis Etienne in the absence of Lynn J. Dixon right now, and it's really, really cool to see. But I say 7 on a scale of 1 to 10 of national title readiness. They got to get from a 7 to a 10 between now and January 1st, and I, folks, think They can get there. Those are today's top five at five. Now it's your chance to chime in, which you can do at 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. The text line is there for you at 71307. Just put ESPN in the body of your text and then rock that sexy body. Twitter is there for you as well, at ESPN Upstate, at Lonzo on Word, at Mark Ryan on Air. That's at M-A-R-C Ryan on Air. And then finally, email. You may email the show, Mark Ryan, M-A-R-C Ryan, at ESPNUpstate.com. All of the different ways you can get a hold of us. Coming up next on the show, you can't criticize a god, or can you? That's next, right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan. We are ESPN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Let's get to some of your tweets here on the show. Always get to all of your tweets that come in during the show. And Michael Stathakis says, Mark, you asked for my prediction on the Big Ten. I'll keep this prediction like all of mine since about May. 100% of the teams are going to play with fans in the stands. I am nothing if not consistent. Those are the words of Michael Stathakis. James Littlejohn says, man, Gaffney Indians are the most popular team. We asked Cole Bryson earlier, what are the five most popular teams, high school programs, in the upstate of South Carolina? And James Littlejohn says, Gaffney Indians because of pride and tradition. How would you answer that, Lonzo? Most popular high school team in this area?
I would say, David, it's hard to narrow it down to one because it depends on, like what Cole said, it depends on the era. Right now, I would have to say Dorman, but Gaffney is always really popular, and Burns is right there.
Burns is, I would say Burns. Nationally, from somebody who's not from here, Burns is the program that everybody knows about.
There was a time when that was so, but I'm not sure it's that way anymore.
Texter says, dude, a while ago you said Texas looked great against UTEP. UTEP has only won four games in the last 4 years. Yeah, I realize that University of Texas El Paso might as well exist on Mars, and they're not really good. But look at the other teams in the Big 12 that played this weekend, and look what happened to them. When if you can hang a 59-6 spot on anybody, and also realize it's not like we had this great gauntlet of unbelievable games to watch over the weekend, man. Without the SEC, college football felt to me like preseason. It just felt like preseason. That's all I can tell you. Texter says, Mark, the Panthers' performance. Pfft. That comes from Big D. You weren't impressed with what you saw offensively? You weren't impressed from what you saw offensively from that team? Well, exactly who are the elite playmakers not named C-Mac on that team? I mean, come on, man. I thought they moved the ball very, very well and very efficiently, and I felt like Las Vegas had a really, really difficult time stopping them. I don't know. Maybe that was just me. 1-844-477-3776. 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number to join us here on the show today. Lonzo, I do want to get to this. So I'm not sure if you heard this, but Bruce Arians unloaded on his own quarterback. He unloaded on his own quarterback in a way you seldom, if ever, hear. And I want to ask you guys right now, is this onsides or offsides? Bruce Arians on Thomas Brady performing, how shall we say, less than?
Yeah, I mean, he looked like Tom Brady in practice all the time, so it's kind of unusual to see that in the ball game because they didn't do the things that we didn't get ready for. Everything they did, we thought we were ready for. We got some wide receivers had to do a better job of winning one-on-one when he decides to go their way. And, he put us in the right run checks a couple of times. So it was a learning experience that way. Can't say that we were out of sync because we started out as good as you could start out going right down the field, you know. Yeah, I think, you know, he's had it before. I mean, he knows how to bounce back, and he knew he didn't play very well, and it's not what he expects from himself, nor do we expect. So yeah, I would anticipate him to have a little more grit and a little more determination this week.
I would expect him to have a little bit more grit and determination this week. He closed that with a little bit of a zinger, didn't he? More grit and determination from the greatest quarterback of all time. Man, like
in
that
your,
one.
In your opinion, the greatest of all. You know what? I've been sitting here trying to figure out the look on Brady's face whenever things didn't go his way, and I think I've figured out what it reminds me of. The star basketball players in the NBA, when a call doesn't go their way, that look on their face, and they're looking like everybody else is wrong, and even though they show on the replay that they actually did what they were accused of doing, and they're still denying it the entire time, that's how Brady looks like. Like, don't you know who I am? I'm Tom Brady. You're supposed to catch the ball. I'm supposed to get every penalty. I'm supposed to get all that because I'm Tom Brady, and it didn't go his way.
First of all, let's establish this. Tom Brady is the consensus best quarterback who's ever lived.
Consensus?
Okay?
Really?
Yes.
Really?
He is the consensus.
He's not even the consensus best in this area.
In the era, you mean? He's
said,
not from this area.
I said area. It doesn't matter. Consensus means everywhere. But in this area, in our listenership, he's not the greatest quarterback of all time.
Well, consensus actually means majority.
Are
right?
you sure?
Yes.
I mean, I can look.
Yeah,
well,
look it
you're
up.
Right. The majority of this area would tell you that he's not the greatest of all time.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I'll post a poll. I'll post a poll on Twitter. We'll ask who's the greatest quarterback of all time. Who do you think people in this area think
See,
is the
I
greatest quarterback?
See, I got you doing it now, too.
Damn you. Who do you think people in this area think is the greatest quarterback of all time?
Joe Montana.
You think so?
Obviously, yeah.
Okay.
Who is actually the greatest quarterback of all time?
Well, okay, but the consensus around the country is it's Brady. The bottom line is Arians went at him in a way that you normally don't see coaches going at players. And when other people surrounding throughout the media world caught wind of this, they were surprised. Here's Colin Cowherd on Brady being ripped by his head coach.
Tom Brady got ripped by his coach. The wording was a little loose for my taste. Bruce Arians criticizing Tom Brady. Excuse me? Tom Brady wasn't determined enough? I don't know if your television set's been working for 20 years. Tom's got issues. He's not the greatest athlete. But the determination thing, I'm going to go with Tom's good on that. Secret practices, helicopters hovering at high schools in Tampa.
Let me tell you something. I liked it. I liked what Arians did. And I'll tell you who else liked it. You know who else liked it? The players on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Because it told them that no one player is bigger than the team, and it told them And sometimes as a coach, you have to send a message, right? But it told them that if he is willing to hold Tom Brady accountable and hold his feet to the fire publicly, that he will do that to everybody. It is a very old school coaching methodology, man. And it's largely non-existent today. We've got to coddle all these players today, man.
You know, I agree with you, but the one thing about it, though, he knows all the media attention he's going to get, so he needs to stick to it the entire season. When he does good, praise him. When he doesn't do good and it's his fault, you need to let everybody know. I just hope he doesn't back off.
Well, so you know, I was watching the NBA playoffs the other day, Lonzo, and Jeff Van Gundy said something that stuck to me. He said, to be a good coach in today's NBA, you have to be both liked and respected. And that is the challenge. There's a plenty of coaches who are liked, but the players don't really respect them. You have to have like that healthy fear a little bit, right? So the challenge is to be liked and respected. And when you hear coaches today, the best coaches in the NBA today, they all have the same personality. They're all affable, likable, soft-spoken, very complimentary of every player on their team. Eric Spoelstra, Brad Stevens. These guys are just like the most fun guys to be around, the most nice guys to be around. And Bruce Arians comes from a different era, dog. I mean, he is a way that is a way different person, man.
If this season doesn't go the way people think it will, like you, if it doesn't, if they don't have a winning season and it ends up being Arians or Brady that need to be gone, who do you think they'll pick?
Arians. That's a good question, by the
see,
way. That's a really good question. They're going to pick Arians.
I'm not so sure in this case because of Brady's age. And if people are smart enough to realize it's Brady that's failing and not the coaching that's failing, because Brady chose this team. He chose this coach. So it's up to him to prove what some people like me think.
And let me ask you a question. When was the last time a 43-year-old quarterback was any good?
Never.
Exactly.
But Tampa Bay took a chance and brought him in, and so they expect something out of him. And I just, you know what? Let's say they end up losing a lot of games. I know you don't want to hear that because that means you lose the bet and one of your teams loses. Let's say they lose a lot of games to the point that they have a shot at the number one draft pick. Do you keep Tom Brady? Or do you go for the number one quarterback? Do you go for Trevor Lawrence? Do you go for Justin Fields? Do you go for one of those guys? Or do you keep Tom Brady?
I cut Tom Brady as fast as anything you've ever seen.
Absolutely.
I cut him immediately. It's always about the long-term good of the franchise for me. And so for me, this is a year-by-year thing with Tom. If we make the playoffs this year, we'll bring him back for another year. If we don't, we won't. But he didn't look great in the first game of the season. We honestly didn't expect him to look great in the first game of the season.
But you know what he gets? He gets that vaunted Panthers defense this week, and boy, he's going to look all world after this week.
Well, I think the game is going to be competitive. I really think it's going to be competitive. Let's check on our text line. Bobby Blackwell tweets into us. He says, man, that was mild-mannered compared to what Arian said about Donovan Smith. That's their left tackle. Don't remember his exact words, but basically, he had the easiest blocking assignments and couldn't block a soul. Also, as a Tampa fan, I liked it. Bobby, never forget what Rich McKay, former coach, I think it was John McKay, former coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, said when they got smoked 35-3, and he was asked what he thought of his team's execution. And he said, I'm in favor of all of their execution. Okay. He actually said that, which was the most cold-blooded thing I've ever heard a coach say about his own team and about his own team.
And you could not get away with that today.
No, you can't. And it's sad, Lonzo. And you can't even really get away with what Bruce Arians said today. Can you imagine if he pulled that in an NBA huddle with LeBron James and Kyle Kuzma? Or can you imagine if he pulled that with James Harden? Mike D'Antoni can't get James Harden to play hard in an elimination game. You know, imagine what he would get if he was really coming at him. The athletes today and all the coaches, I mean, look, Alonzo, Brad Stevens, what is his demeanor? Cool, calm, collected, right? Very nice. Doc Rivers, what is his demeanor? Never says anything negative about any player on his team. Ever. right? Never does he do that. Mike Budenholzer, Bucks, what's his demeanor? Eric Spoelstra, what's his demeanor? They all have exactly the same personality. They're all cool, calm, collected, very nice, very anti-Mark Ryan, not outspoken, not controversial, not in your face, very likable, and Bruce Arians is not that way at all, and I happen to find this fascinating. Now, Colin Cowherd continues on clip number 9 here, Lonzo, in terms of Bruce Arians blaming Brady and the fire that he's playing with here.
Jimmy Johnson said this yesterday. The greater the quarterback, the more careful you have to be with the public criticism. Listen, Arians basically came out and said, listen, they didn't show us anything we didn't expect. Translation, I got it right, he didn't. Well, my game plan was great, he wasn't. It's got to be careful.
And then finally, Colin Cowherd says Tom Brady knows that he was far from ideal on Sunday.
Brady knows he wasn't ideal. Brady knows of his mistakes. He's buttoned up. Tampa historically not. I just be careful what I say here.
100%.
Wait. Or what? What are the consequences? What's Brady going to do? Is he going to quit in the middle of the season? No, he's not. He's not. Chances are you've got this guy for one season. They brought him in to win the Super Bowl. And
they're not winning the Super Bowl.
That's what they brought him in.
They're not winning the Super Bowl.
So do you think he's going to be there for more than 1 year? Because
I think
no matter what, he retires after this year.
I think he's there for more than 1 year. I think this year they could get a wild card, 4 or 5 seed. They may win a game in the wild card. And to Tampa Bay fans, that will be like winning the Super Bowl because they haven't won a playoff game since they won the Super Bowl in 2002. I don't know. What side do you guys come out on this? Are you on the side of Bruce Arians who says, I hope he comes out with more grit and determination? I'm sorry. Are you on the side of Bruce Arians? Are you on the side of Thomas Brady and Colin Cowherd saying he's playing with fire? I got to be honest. My overall feeling is, yes, he's playing with fire, but yes, I like it. Because what Bruce Arians did is cut from the mold of the Mark Ryan cloth. It's very blunt. It's very to the point. And I think it sends a good message to the rest of the team. If you can do that to Tom Brady and Tom Brady doesn't lose his mind, then you have no license to lose your mind, backup wide receiver, when Bruce Arians comes after you, right? What you gonna do when the wrath of Bruce Arians comes after you, ladies and gentlemen? Was that another wrestling reference, Lonzo?
You know you're trying to do The Rock, but you actually did it better than you did the Beastie Boys.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I'm working on this. Always, always continuous self-improvement here, man. All right, coming up next on the show. Do want your opinion on that. But coming up next on the show, how about a little ditty we call Ryan's Ratings? This is Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to be here with you guys on a Super Tuesday edition of the show. Let's get right to it. And Tony in Greer is up next, wants to chime in on Brady. All right, Tony, whose side are you on? Bruce Arians really kind of going at the GOAT in a way we never see coaches do anymore? Or was he out of line? Is Tom Brady right here?
I love it, and I have to explain it. There's two things, and number one about Brady, and there's a separate thing, but Brady will respond from this. Bruce Arians, I've been around some high-profile athletes, and when you kick one in the kahuna, so to speak, 9 out of 10 exceptional athletes will respond. Right now, Tom Brady is thinking, how can I stick those words right back up Bruce Arians' behind? So I think it's just what it is, and that Tom Brady will respond in a positive manner, and life will go on, and it is what it is. It's just the coach said something. And it's not typical of someone to go.
Was the coach out of line? Was the coach out of line?
No. But
all right, Lonzo, wait. Timeout. Lonzo, let's play the clip one more time of Bruce Arians here for our listeners just tuning in. This is what we call, Tony, in the business, a reset, right? We want to reset because we have people tuning in all different times. So I want to reset the audio of Bruce Arians that we're talking about right now. Absolutely lighting Tom Brady's ass on fire after the game. Here we go.
Yeah, I mean, he looked like Tom Brady in practice all the time, so it's kind of unusual to see that in the ball game because they didn't do the things that we didn't get ready for. Everything they did, we thought we were ready for. We got some wide receivers had to do a better job of winning one-on-one when he decides to go their way. And, he put us in the right run checks a couple of times, so – It was a learning experience that way. Can't say that we were all in sync because we started out as good as you could start out, going right down the field, you know. Yeah, I think, you know, he's had it before. I mean, he knows how to bounce back, and he knew he didn't play very well, and it's not what he expects from himself, nor do we expect. So yeah, I would anticipate him to have a little more grit and a little more determination this week.
I mean, ouch. You know what you normally hear? This is the way you criticize people as a coach. You always hear the same phrase. You hear, Tony, he'd be the first to tell you. That's what they always say. Well, Tom would be the first to tell you that he didn't have his best game.
He kind of said that by saying, Tom will tell you he didn't play well. I mean, he kind of said that. If you play that again, which I know you can't, but he kind of said, Tom will tell you he didn't play well or he didn't do his best. I think you're spot on. I think you have to motivate high-profile, great athletes, and Bruce.
But do you have to disrespect them? Do you have to disrespect them, though?
If you call that disrespect, I don't. I don't call that disrespect. I call that being a coach that wants to get the very best out of his quarterback. That's just what I call it. I
don't think you're wrong, Tony. I don't think you're wrong. It was just you never see that. You don't see that in today's day and age, and perhaps that's what's wrong with society, right?
I totally couldn't agree more. In my day, I mean, you think back to the Detroit Pistons. I mean, Isaiah Thomas got coached that way by Chuck Daly. They took on the attitude of their coach, and Daly was a bad guy. He talked crap to everybody, and then Phil Jackson had to handle Jordan a little bit like that. At times, you got to pick and choose when you do and say things like that. Now, you can't come out after every loss and say that, and I don't think he will. I think he's trying to light a fire under Brady, and I think he will. Thus, meaning I would not want to be a Carolina Panther this weekend because they're going to get throttled, in my opinion.
And I want
to go back to yesterday because, Alonzo, I've almost got to take your evaluation card back because you keep calling Kyler Murray a bust. He was the NFL Rookie of the Year last year. He ran for 100 this past week. He went bananas. You can't do. He's a great player, man. I don't know where you get that.
He is a wonderfully short person, and he did well because they couldn't see him. When these guys, these behemoths, remember to look down, he won't have as good of a game.
I'll tell you what, Tony. We know.
To me, Ryan Leaf's a bust. To me, Tony Mandarich is a bust. To me, those are busts. He's not going to end up like those guys.
If he has a game like he did last week, but they still have a losing season, if he has 10 years of losing seasons, he's a bust because the quarterback is the leader that's supposed to lead you to wins.
Is Matt Stafford a bust?
Absolutely not. That's a future Hall of Famer.
He's had 10 years of losing seasons. Yeah.
Because he's 6'4". Is that why he's not a bust?
Yes. Short people got no reason. Yes. Short people got no reason. There's a song about that.
Hey, Tony. You've heard of racism. You've heard of sexism. Lonzo is guilty of heightism. That is what he's guilty of here.
And Mark is guilty of producerism.
Oh, every day.
Tall, is that what it is? Lonzo tall and some little guy used to beat him up or something?
He used to be. He's shrinking, though.
Okay.
You're right, because I'm elderly. You lose inches after, each year. So.
Your ears are getting bigger, nose is getting a little bigger and all that.
All of that stuff
is eventually it'll match the size of my head. I can't wait.
No, I can. Hey, Tony, appreciate the call, brother. Appreciate the call very, 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 very much. What I've learned about you is that you just don't want to admit that you're wrong. Even in the face of mounting evidence, you still don't want to admit that you're wrong. This is a very man thing to do.
I am not going to back down on my take because the jury's still out. We're not going to know if he's a bust or not for how many years does it take before you know? I know some people.
Wait a minute. When he came to the NFL, you said Kyler Murray would be out of the league in 3 years. This is year number two.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So you said out of the year. So I'm expecting after next season an apology.
Well,
we'll have Kyler Murray on the show, and you'll apologize.
Let me just say, you'll have to call me from whatever other radio station you're working at, and I will do that.
You think so, huh? You think so? I don't think so, Lonzo. I think you're going to be apologizing to Kyler Murray. This is year two, and it's off to an amazing start.
If Kyler Murray were sitting across from me, first of all, I'd have to look down, and then I would say, dude, you're short, and you're a bust, and you were not Rookie of the Year. You were Offensive Rookie of the Year, and Mark
and
was
if
wrong.
Mandy Rose was sitting across from me, I would say, looks like a ring girl to me.
No, you wouldn't. You absolutely would not.
I swear to God.
Just like I wouldn't say any of the things that I just joked and said.
I would be
respectful, and so would you, because that's what we are and what we do.
Check on the text line. Texter says, Brady is the kid in college getting kicked out of the club saying, do you know who my dad is? He's a lawyer. That's what a texter says. Another texter says Lonzo is correct. Joe Montana was the best quarterback, period. We'll see if the area feels that way. We will see. But no doubt about it, the consensus across America is that Brady has that already locked up. The best thing we heard today is coming your way next as we roll on until 7 p.m. awaiting news on the Big Ten. This is Offsides with Mark Ryan here on ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, everybody, it is Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. And I will tell you what, sometimes the on-air conversation goes off to the, it continues in the commercial as well. And Lonzo's keep going. He's sticking to his guns on this Kyler Murray's a bust thing, man. Really, really, really. Keegan with a moment here, man. Keegan says, check this out, Lonzo. You should have had Rob do the orthodontist commercial. We shouldn't laugh at that. We shouldn't laugh
at that. Oh, we absolutely should laugh at that.
That's damn funny. That is damn funny.
It is. Rob would think it was funny, too. So.
That is really funny. Rob is on the mend, had a little accident, had to get some dentist work done on the front grill there.
According to his social media, he's going to be back tomorrow, though. So we'll
see. Looking good in the neighborhood, man. I'll tell you what, that front grill is ready.
That was some prime work.
It was.
You see the before and after picture. Yeah.
You know, I was asking him how that works, Lonzo. Like, do they find pieces of his teeth and then try to put the teeth back? He said no. They just kept them like all cut up like that, and you know, they just made the rest of his tooth with whatever material they use. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, he probably has to be careful what he eats for a while, but they do that with wrestlers and other high profile stars when they get their teeth damaged. They just rebuild them.
There you go. All right, folks, it is time for the best thing we heard today. Lonzo, what direction are we going?
Well, it would seem that our buddy Keyshawn Johnson got wind of our bet, and he agrees with me about what's going to happen with the Patriots.
They're going to win the division. Lights out. You saw the way they played. They played that defense. Everybody wants to scream about all the players. That defense lost. That defense plugged and played and kept it going.
Right.
I mean, they still got Gilmore. They still got players. They know what they're doing. They know if you don't make mistakes, you're going to be successful. They didn't make mistakes. They were successful. And people say, oh, it's Miami. Okay, Miami just beat them last year when they were supposed to win and get the number two seed in it, and that didn't happen.
Okay, I accidentally cut off the part where he said Mark Ryan's going to lose the bet. I'll see if I can salvage
that
somehow.
Please see if you can find that, because I'm seriously doubting its existence. No, they're not going to win the division. The Buffalo Bills are a contender this year. And I don't know why nobody realizes that. The Jets were never in the game. The Jets have major pressure to win this year. The Jets had Le'Veon Bell back. Sam Darnold, it's time for him to show himself, right? Adam Gase is in a prove-it year. And they were never in the game with the Buffalo Bills. I picked Buffalo as my Survivor League pick. That was a great Survivor League pick, and it was an easy Survivor League pick. By the way, guys, you guys can join in on something really cool that we're doing. We have a pick'em challenge in football, and I'm doing it, and a lot of our listeners are doing it as well. And it is the $10,000 Rocket Mortgage Pick'em Challenge. You can check that out right on our website, ESPNUpstate.com. I'm making my picks every week. A bunch of listeners are as well. You want a piece of this action. Believe me, it's Offsides.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.